Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome. It is time for another Toolbox Tuesday. If you notice, I am flying solo again today. Sten, unfortunately, was not able to join us, but we wanted to maintain the cadence of our content and be addressing the topics that you guys have been asking us questions about and make sure that we didn't have too much of a delay. So hopefully he'll be back with us next time. If you have not been with us before, every Tuesday in our practices is called Toolbox Tuesdays, which is why it is called Toolbox Tuesday here as well, where we pick out one of the tips, tricks, resources, cheat sheets, one of the many hundreds that we have available to our team, and make sure that we are calibrating our message, making sure we're focusing in on one of those resources and maximizing the reach that it has. So today we are going to be talking about a hot take that you guys had a lot of feedback on from one of our newsletters that went out a couple of weeks ago. And that is, hey, your assistants are messing it up, but it's not their fault. And I got a lot of reactions from people, and this was not meant to be inflammatory. This is not meant to attack anyone. But it was kind of, okay, let's take a step back. A lot of frustration happens and boils over between doctors and assistants. This is something we hear all the time. This is something that we have in our practices constantly, something that we're talking about, right? Assistants are not doing things the way that you want it to be done. It's slowing you down from a production standpoint. The doctors are trying to focus on producing, which is what they are here to do. And there's this constant friction that's happening. So if we take a step back from this, you hired someone for a specific reason, right? You saw something in them, potential in them, whether it was experience or personality, or, you know, maybe you did a working interview and saw how they interacted with your team and patients and thought, hey, this person is a good fit for my practice. So what happens between day one or pre-day one when you first interviewed them? They had great references, whatever it was, to now day 126. And you can't stand this person and you're trying to avoid them in the hallway. We again have gone through this in our practices. You know, we have our first 400 program. You've heard us talk about this before. This takes someone through their roughly first 8 weeks with us in the practice. It gives them kind of that boost and that jump start to like, hey, let's, you know, really give you a crash course in the resources that we have available for you. But this is all built out online and they have access to this at all points in time. So it's not just a set it and forget it situation, but any stretch of the imagination. And if building out a program like this is something that you think your practices can benefit from, please feel free to reach out to us. We'd be happy to chat about how we've implemented this in our practices and for our private clients as well. But, you know, we have a first great honeymoon phase, get someone through the first 400, and then all of a sudden a couple months later, well, they should know how to do this, should, right? There's always that tricky word, should, where we're automatically placing blame and judgment on someone. They should be doing X, Y, Z. They should already have this down. They should be independent. That may be true. However, where did that break down in the systems? If we saw something in this person and there's a reason that they are part of our practices, are they really trying to mess it up? Is there, and there may be, right? There, sometimes there's an outlier situation where you have someone who is not the best kind of person that needs to be flushed out from your practice, right? But if we are going under the assumption that 95% of people are reasonable, they are in healthcare because they are trying to help someone, they want to make a difference in what they do, they don't just want to be another number, are they intentionally trying to mess it up? Do you think that they are coming in like, how can I really screw with Dr. X today and not have things set up and make the day super stressful? And I'm going to really make sure that we run behind today and embarrass myself in front of a patient, right? No. Most rational people, they're not trying to mess it up. So what is missing? Is it systems? Is it standardizing things? You know, do you have doctors who are doing things all different ways, which way to Sunday? They're using different materials, different instruments, and your assistants can't follow it. If you have more than one doctor and they are doing things differently, great. It's not to say that all the doctors need to do everything the same, but what are your systems to follow that? Do you have cheat sheets in place? Do you have pictures of what your setup should look like? So that they know, okay, I set it up this way for Dr. X. I set it up this way for Dr. Y. Like, what can we do to try to make it easier for us and for them and to be able to duplicate this process over again? We talked about loyalty a couple of weeks ago where, yes, we all dream and hope we have these team members who we're going to train and they're going to stay with us for 20 years. We never have to train someone again. That's not the reality for most people. So if you go into it knowing, hey, I am going to have to replace someone, I might want to replace someone, how can I make that onboarding process easier the next time around? So it takes me less time and that I don't even have to notice other than looking up and seeing that there's a different assistant in place. And even more importantly than that, how can I make this a plan that my team members can use and implement, that my team leads can be the ones that are doing the onboarding, and so that the assistants know that they have that support? So many times. I mean, literally hundreds at this point of the people I have interviewed. One of the chief complaints, especially coming from dental or medical offices, is I didn't have any training. I didn't have any support. I didn't know what I was supposed to do. They just threw me in there and said, good luck with that and let me know how it goes. And I had to figure it out as I go. And that's stressful, right? Any new job is stressful. Whether you have experience or not, you're trying to adjust to new team members and patients and doctors. There's a lot going on and it's stressful. So they leave because they don't want that to be their environment day after day after day. Now, we are at historic lows right now. I'm shooting this in December of 2025. So things may be changing by the time that you're listening to it. But in December 2025, we have seen this year historic lows from an unemployment standpoint. That means we have less of an applicant pool to choose from. Okay. So maybe you didn't have a chance to hire that one person that you thought was going to be the perfect fit for your practice. So they're not a unicorn. How can we make them a unicorn? I also talked in the episode about loyalty, about quantifying what that loyalty means, and that we are never going to win out against someone in their personal life if they have to move on for some reason. Of course, we do everything we can from a culture standpoint, from a pay standpoint, financially, incentives, all of the things, benefits. You all know all the things that you do to try to keep your team members happy. But sometimes there's things that are just outside of your control, or they want something different, or they want to move out of state. You're not going to be able to combat that. So, how can you make those changes and those transitions the least painful for your team and your practices as possible? Statistically, they say right now, again, this might change depending on when you're listening to this, but from a dental standpoint, people are staying in dental practices 1.3 years. This is a very transient kind of employment population that we are seeing in our industry right now. So, it's, I personally, if I get 2 years out of someone, I'm happy. I feel like that was a good contribution for the contribution that I made, that my team made of pouring into that person. If we get 2 good years out of them, I feel like we had a reasonable ROI on that. And again, I'm not looking to chase people out the door. Do I hope that people stay longer? Of course I do. But we're also prepared if it isn't the case. So if your assistants are messing it up, it's a hard question to ask ourselves, but is it really their fault? What part in that have we played? Again, we would like to tell someone something once and they have it down 100% of the time, but that's not going to be every single person that walks through our door, especially if you're like so many of the offices that we have as private clients and that we just talk to colleague-wise across the country where they don't have people beating down the door. They don't have a ton of applicants that are coming through. And again, I can't speak for your area. In our area, we tend to see a slump a little bit in applicants, especially towards the end of the year and around holiday time. People don't want to make a change around holidays or trying to cash out vacation time or travel plans that they already have. They're looking maybe at the first of the year to make a change. Maybe you need someone right now and you don't have that option to have to wait. So how can we maximize the reach, the impact with the assistance that we have right now, and just try to smooth out some of these little things? You know, if it's a setup issue, that is something that can easily be solved, and that can impact your next 10 patients that you're seeing today and reduce the stress on both sides of things. So let's go into it, assuming that our assistants are not purposely trying to mess it up. How can we make it easier for everybody across the board? If you would like help with this, about setting up some of these safeguards that are in place, having these resources, having a training program in place, like I said, please feel free to reach out to us, connect at pathwaydentalsolutions.com. We have our website, pathwaydentalsolutions.com, and we're on all the social media platforms. So we'd be happy to go through options with you, just kind of share what's worked for us, see if that might work for you also. So hope that everybody has a great day and look forward to hearing from you soon.